This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for July 26th. I'm Paul Plack. Welcome to opening day at EAA AirVenture Oshkosh. Check ahead before you commit to flying in. It's been pretty wet here. The Kestrel Turboprop Development Program is setting up shop in Maine with Alan Klapmeyer as its new chairman and CEO. A Cessna 206 operating as a medical transport went down Friday in Lake Michigan off the coast of Ludington, according to the Coast Guard. There were five on board, only one rescued. New TSA Administrator John Pistoli visited Raleigh-Durham International Airport Thursday. Today, he'll face attendees at AirVenture. Southwest Airlines will join EAA for the first time at AirVenture this week, opening one of its newer Boeing 737s on Saturday for tours throughout the day. The solar-powered Zephyr UAV landed last week after more than 14 days of continuous flight, powered by nothing more than sunlight. The previous UAV endurance record was only 31 hours. Bombardier Aerospace says Australia's flag carrier, Qantas, has placed a firm order for 7 Q400 next-gen turboprop airliners. They'll be operated by Qantas's wholly-owned regional airline, QantasLink. Airbus says it finished up 2010's Farnborough Air Show last week with orders for 255 aircraft, valued at about $28 billion. Boeing says a new next-generation 737-800, delivered to Air China, marks the 800th Boeing aircraft delivered in that country. And the last time, a gathering of more than 30 DC-3s and C-47s held in Illinois to celebrate the plane's 75th anniversary wraps up today with a formation flight. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, my interview with DC-3 owner, pilot, and type instructor Dan Grider, recorded yesterday at the Last Time reunion. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.